Blog Talk Radio.
Greedy. And eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. Just after God's master time presents the word today. Jesus' disciple asked the master, when is the end time? He said, no man knows the end time. But when you see walls and ruins of walls, earthquake in diverse places, pestilence, famine, nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, knowing not that the end is at the door. Our beloved, my friend, my neighbors, my sisters and my brothers, this afternoon, you have seen the sign of the coming of the Lord. You have seen the sign every day. Our beloved, today, there is a monster of an earthquake in the land today. My friend, that is evidence that the coming of the Lord is near. My friend, you have seen the homosexual clamoring in front of the Supreme Court. It's evidence, beloved, says, so was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Our beloved, today you see riot breaking out in America. Burn. You remember the song some years ago? Burn, baby, burn. Ah, it's back. My friend. Ah, but he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you are a witness, you are evidence to seeing the sign of the coming of the Lord. And you are, my friends, you are at ease in your comfort zone. You are at ease in your comfort zone, giving no heed to the sign of the coming of the Lord. My friend, today is your day. You too. Amen. You too can sing, I have a new mansion. Our beloved today, this is, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. It's a universal call to repentance today. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, let the dumb, the blind, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry, naked, beloved, hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Beloved, I want you to know today I am. Let the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lazy, the hungry, the thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Let the rich call also. There's room for the rich. There's room for the poor. There's room for the high man. There's room for the low man. Our beloved, there's also room for the rich man. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit power. My decision has been made. I am his disciple. I will not look back, let up, slow down, or back away until I have. Until I have preached the gospel. Help carry the gospel to the ends of the world. My path has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize. Future is my future is secure. I am his disciple. I will not look back, let up, slow down, or back away, or be still. Not be still. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Truth is marching on. My future is secure. I'm done with the thinking, worldly thinking. I don't need prosperity, position, promotion, or popularity. I don't have to be right. At the top of the pyramid to be recognized or to be praised. And I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, and lift my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gait is fast. My goal is heaven, my road is narrow. My way is rough. My companion of few, my goal are reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, led away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Upon the pool of popularity, of mandate in the maze of mediocre, I won't give up till I've stayed up, stowed up, paid up, preach up for the cause of Jesus. I'm his disciple. I must go preach until he comes for me. And when he comes for me, he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. And I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand, my friend today. There are walls everywhere. There are walls in the bedroom, walls in the dining room. There are walls in the living room. There are walls in the kitchen, outside, on the lawn, in the street. Mothers against daughters, fathers against sons, sons against fathers, daughter against mother, wife against husband, husband against wife. All these are the days that the prophet spoke about. He said, when you see these walls everywhere, the walls on every continent on this planet, beloved, there are walls everywhere, the sign of his coming everywhere, my friends. My neighbors, are you ready? Our
teaching today will be taken from the book of Acts the Apostles, the 26th chapter, the 17th to the 32nd. My friend, here we are with a man who has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And here goes now, he is delivered up to the unjust judge to give an account. To give an account why he so steadfast in preaching this gospel. My friend today, this is a call, universal call, for every man, woman, boy or girl to repent for the coming of the Lord is at hand. My friend, here I said the delivering, speaking about Brother Paul before Agrippa, says that, but you will rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have a prayer unto thee for the purpose to make thee a minister and a witness those things which thou have seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I have sent thee, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive the forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Now, but show first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent. My friend, many years ago, Brother Paul was preaching the same gospel, to repent from your sin. We are yet trying to spread this gospel. Wherein the days are more difficult now, you see, and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these costs that you caught me in the temple and went about to kill me, I will therefore obtain help of God. I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, say none other things than those which the prophet and Moses did said shall come. That Christ shall suffer, and that he shall be the first that should rise from the dead and show light unto the people, unto the Gentiles. And as he thus spoke for himself, Peter said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art besides thyself much learning, both make thee mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Fetus, but speak forth the word of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things before whom I also speak freely. For I am a persecutor, persuaded that none of these things be hidden from him. For these things were not done in a corner. Then Agrippa, believest thou the prophet? I known that thou believest. And Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, where thou most were both almost and altogether such as I am, expect these bones, accept these bones. And when he had thus spoken, the king rose up, and the governor and Bernice, and they just sat with them. And when they were gone aside, they talked between themselves, saying, this man does nothing worthy of death or of bound. Then said Agrippa unto Festus, this man might have been set at liberty if he had not appealed unto Caesar. My friend, today, Pierre was a man of God, a man of God in heart. He was called by God. The darkness, to shun light in darkness. Love, the world is so dark today. The world is dark today. And whenever anyone attempt to show light on darkness, they are attacked on every hand, my friend. They are attacked by friends, neighbors, wife, husband, sons and daughters, high man and low man. They all attack because they are in darkness. And sitting in darkness, you will not see a light until your eyes are open. And these words today come to you, that your eyes may open, and you will see your light, and you will see the need to live a Christian life. Lord, there are many souls today on their way to hell and say they're living a Christian life, and they are still in darkness today, beloved. You will be well disappointed. This is because this is a holy life that you must live to the letter. Amen. I live it right or living it wrong. If you are living it wrong, you are still in darkness. And my friend, I'm here today to encourage you. I'm here to warn you. Beware that your behavior do not constitute the life of Christ. I will love it. You're early putting the show on. But, beloved, you will be so disappointed on that day when the books are open and you hear the word, "I know you not. I know you not. You workers of iniquity. You liars. You thieves. You murderers. You backbite. You stab your brother in the back and you smile in his face. Oh, you join with your friend and plot against how you're going to destroy your brothers." Our beloved today, here goes their plot against Brother Paul. And my friends, even so, as they plot and they carry Brother Paul from hall to hall, and they carry him, and the false witness, and the crowd, and the people. But after they found no fault in him, crowd said, "Kill him. A just man. Man who have been redeemed. Man who have been redeemed. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time. Give me a call. Because my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on." You can call 305-836-9545. Or you may write me, 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida. Or if you're in the city of Miami, you can come by the Tabernacle at 1351. Northwest 67th Street, with Right Bishop Walter Harris Richard, presiding pastor and overseer. And you can hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Those who was once a sinner saved by grace. You're going to hear their testimony. And you too, if you only believe, you can sing the song that angels can sing. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, our beloved. What a joy it'll be to you. That you can sing the song with a true heart, with a clean hand, and a pure heart, that I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That you treat your neighbors right, you treat your brothers right, your sister, your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, you will treat them right. You too can sing the song, I have been redeemed. But my friend, before I leave you, I want to let you know there is two trains. One train is bound for heaven. And if you are not on that heaven-bound train today, my friends, I encourage you, motivate you, inspire you, that you, amen, just ask the Lord to save you. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you call him, he'll save your soul. Thirsty, he'll give you water. Hungry, he'll give you bread. Naked, he'll give you a garment of righteousness. And you'll be on that heaven-bound train, as bound for heaven, where the gates are pearl and the streets are gold. The silver water running down the throne of God, the luscious garden in the background. The angels bow down, saying, holy, 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 my Lord. My Lord is standing waiting to welcome you home. But the other train is a hellbound train. And the devil himself is the engineer. You say, ha, 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 ha. You pay your farewell. So I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. That you are murdered. You are plundered. You are stolen. You are made woes. You are backbite. You have murdered, and you have done every abominable sin there is. So I'll land you in the lake of fire. Ah, it's a ha 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 ha. Come on. He said, I where the worm died not, and the fire not quenched. Our beloved, what a horrible place you have paid your world, where the fire not quenched and the worm die not. My friends, you have an opportunity to escape a burning hell. Now, if you fail to ask God to save your soul, you're bound for the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quenched. My friend, what a day it'll be. What a day it'll be. What a time it'll be.